Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 300 of Ask Pat. This is so cool. I was going to do something special, like have a little Sparta, you know, from the movie 300 thing in there, but I couldn't or didn't want to use that probably copyrighted audio in here. I was going to get a room full of 300 people and have them clap and yell, but that would be too much effort. And so I'm just going to say thank you. Thank you guys for listening in. And like I always say, this show wouldn't be here without you. I wouldn't have made it to episode 300 if we didn't have at least 300 questions from those of you out there. So thank you so much. And this question today from Emilio is a great one, especially for episode 300. And I'm going to challenge you at the end of this for those of you who are listening. Awesome. Now, here is today's very appropriate question from Emilio.
Hey, Pat. My name is Emilio. As I ask this question, I am rocking my Ask Pat t-shirt because I was honored to have been featured in episode 13. My question to you today is, what type of questions do you receive the most in here? And is there a particular type of questions that you like to answer the most? Is there some questions that you prefer not to answer at all? And do you see yourself doing this for a long, long time? And I ask that because it's possible that at some point, the questions could get repetitive. You know, there are some people who don't go back to listen to the past 200 answers that you have given, and their questions could be there. So that's why I asked that. You and Mindy are doing an awesome job, and consuming this podcast, I think, should be a requirement for anyone in business. Have an awesome day, Pat. Thank you.
Emilio, what's up, man? It's good to hear from you again. Thank you so much for this very appropriate question, and also for your question that we featured back in episode 13, and it's awesome that you are rocking the t-shirt. And unfortunately, I mean, I guess if you really want another t-shirt, let us know. We will send you one, but you have one already, so maybe significant other, or if you have a child. I don't know. I don't think we have child sizes, actually. But yeah, we'll send you one if you'd like it. So just let me know, Emilio. But yeah, thank you so much for this question. This gives me a good opportunity to talk about Ask Pat and a lot of the questions that have come in. And then, like I said earlier, there's going to be a little challenge for all of you who are listening out there in terms of these questions that are coming in. So what types of questions do I like to answer? What types of questions do I not like to answer? Which ones are coming in the most? What are some trends? These are the things I'm going to talk about. So let me first talk about some of the most repetitive questions. And I do get repeat questions, and I do my best to not answer the same questions over and over again. Although I think, and we should all know this, when we have a blog, when we have a podcast, it's okay to cover the same topic time and time again, not back to back. And I do a good job, I feel, of making sure that I spread similar topics out, or at least questions that are similar out. And I know not everybody listens to every episode. So it's, you know, I'd be doing my audience a disservice by saying, hey, I already answered this question in episode 2, if they weren't going to go and try and search for that already. So it's okay to bring those things back up. And for people who have already listened to those episodes, sometimes it's a good reminder because we don't always take action on the advice that we hear. And of course, sometimes things change and time goes on, and advice and tools and different things come up. So it's okay to do that. Now, there are a lot of repeat questions on things like getting started. How do I get started? How do I come up with ideas? How do I, where do I start my blog or podcast? Which one to do first? You know, there's a lot of questions specifically from the people who are just starting out, which is great. Niche selection is another one. People trying to balance the passion that they have for something versus not really feeling like they can make money from it. The idea that there's a lot of competition out there, how to break through the fear. There's a lot of those technical questions like how to get started, but there's also a lot of mental questions related to how to get started. Now, of course, there's 299 other episodes. You know that they're all not for beginners. And that's why I like that people can kind of just come in here every once in a while, see what's been talked about, and pick and choose the episodes that are good for them. And you know, based on the title, which one is right for you. Although I know there's some of you out there who listen to every episode, and just thank you so much for that. And all the reviews and ratings on iTunes, those are really helpful. Beyond that, monetization is a big topic. From podcasters to bloggers to people doing video, a lot of people have gotten started and have built an audience, which is awesome, but then they're trying to figure out then how to monetize that audience. And it's really interesting and fun to go through and dissect each of those websites and see and try to figure out how we might be able to monetize those. And I think it was an episode, I don't remember the exact episode, but ever since I started doing the hashtag, for instance, if we wanted to continue this discussion on Twitter, I would say, make sure to use the hashtag AskPat300 so we can all continue this discussion. And those have been really cool. That's been one thing that I wish I implemented from the beginning to sort of train you to do that on every episode. But that's how we do it. And a lot of people talk about those episodes and share and continue that conversation on Twitter, which is really cool. And so sometimes I present an idea and you guys kind of take it to the next level. And for those monetization ones specifically, you guys do a great job of adding to what I start. And I love that. So those are some of the repetitive questions that I get. I mean, there's a lot of repeat questions and I do answer them again sometimes. But if I see a huge group of questions coming in, they're all around the same topic, that's a cool thing for me to know. Just as a content producer, that's a hot topic that I could cover in not only this show, but Smart Passive Income, or as a blog post, or a video on SPI TV, things like that. But going back to what I was saying earlier, if I get a bunch of questions around the same topic, or you know, the questions are virtually the same, I'll go with the first one that comes in that batch if I haven't answered a question like that in a while, just to kind of be fair to the first person who asked that question. And, because some people might care about the t-shirt and, you know, nobody's ever fought or emailed me saying, oh, Pat, I asked that question a long time ago. Like, and, you know, a lot of these questions that I answer aren't just questions that have recently been shared. These are questions that, you know, date back to February of 2014. They just haven't been answered yet. And I go back and Jessica, my assistant, actually goes through the SpeakPep questions that come in and writes them down for me so I know what they're about. And I often scroll up and down and, they're just in a spreadsheet. And I just answer them based on what I feel is hot or what my mood is like, you know. So it's not very scientific in terms of I answer them in order, and I couldn't possibly do that because some of the questions that come in aren't ones that I want to answer, and I'll talk about that in a second. Now, I have been noticing some trends. I've been doing this for over a year now, Ask Pat, 5 days a week. We've been keeping up with the schedule, which is great. Mindy's been doing an amazing job, like you said, Emilio, and it's really cool. I'm sure she smiled when you said that, and I know she always appreciates when people talk about how well she's doing because she's doing an amazing job. Obviously, this show would not be here without her work, but there are some trends that are happening over time that I've been noticing. There's a lot more podcasting questions coming into play, which is really cool and really exciting for me specifically as primarily a podcaster now, which is really cool, and a lot more video questions coming in too. All the way from beginner type questions to how to set up, like I mentioned earlier, to how to do some more advanced things like advanced SEO and retargeting and things like that. So that it's really cool to see that there's just this wide array of skill levels that are of people that are asking questions and just questions in general. It's just, you know, niches and topics. It's so much fun. So again, thank you guys for all the amazing questions. If you have a question you'd like featured on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there. And again, thanks to SpeakPipe for helping to manage the voicemails that come in and the MP3s that we just pop into the audio file. Now, there are some questions that I love to answer. And these are the questions that where people tell a quick little story about, you know, where they're at or their business, and they present a question that I know that when I answer, it's going to be really helpful to a lot of people. Something that's kind of unusual, but also very helpful to a lot of people. Not so specific to just their own situation, for instance, if somebody were to ask, okay, Pat, like I've been doing business for a year. I have 10,000 visitors every single month. I'd like to know how I can make $5,000 by sending 3 emails out once every other month. You know, like questions like that, like that, the ones that get too specific on strategies and somebody's particular situation, I know that that's not going to relate to a lot of people. But when somebody tells a little bit about their story so that other people who have a similar story can just, you know, really gravitate toward that, and then they ask a question that would relate to all those people, those are the types of questions I like to answer. The ones I don't like to answer are like the ones that I said earlier. And then also, there's a lot of questions that come in which are, I don't know, they're very emotional, they're very honest and truthful, and I appreciate the questions that come in, but they aren't questions that I could possibly answer. For instance, somebody might be going through a really tough time in their life, and I want to help them, but then they ask and say things like, I need $100,000 in 3 months. Can you tell me exactly how to start a business so I can make $100,000 in 3 months? I mean, the truth to that is you can't. I mean, yes, it's possible, but I mean, that's not what I teach how to do. I teach how to build long-lasting businesses that take quite a bit of time to set up and time to invest into it so that it can last a long time, so that you can walk away from it. I mean, there are ways to make 100K in 3 months, but they might not be ways that will be long-lasting or necessarily be, good or something that you could, be comfortable with. So things like that, I mean, those kinds of questions are tough for me to answer, and those don't just come in through Ask Pat. They come in through email a lot. It's hard. It's hard in this position as somebody who teaches this kind of stuff, who knows how to do things, but then people ask and they have a very personal story, and it's just kind of sometimes I feel for them, but it's really hard for me to answer those types of questions sometimes. Now, to finish up, I do want to challenge all of you out there listening. Like I said earlier, I have a little challenge for you, and this is easy. I want you to ask a question that you know that if I were to provide an answer for it, and I can't possibly provide an answer to everybody out there who's asking questions. I mean, there are dozens that come in a day now, which is just super cool. But I want you to stand out when you ask those questions. So tell a little bit about yourself in a story related to your question. That helps me understand kind of where you're coming from. It helps us all relate to you much better. And I challenge you to come up with a unique question that's a bit different than anything you might have heard on Ask Pat before. And you know, if you've haven't listened to very many episodes, you know, don't feel like you have to go back to every single episode. And I will say, for those of you out there who listen to episodes on Ask Pat, I hear you. You've been asking for a better search function through those previous episodes. I totally hear you. This is a feature that people want for the Smart Podcast Player at smartpodcastplayer.com as well. We hear you. It's in the pipeline. We have a lot of other features coming up that have been, you know, deemed as more priority right now. But that is, I hear you. So I'm just letting you know. But if you haven't listened to very many episodes in the past, don't feel like you have to go through all of them before you ask another question, just to make sure you don't repeat yourself. Just be yourself. Be comfortable. Don't worry too much about your mic and your voice. A lot of people kind of start their question with like, sorry for the bad quality. Like, don't apologize. Don't apologize. And just ask a question. Be truthful, honest, and ask a question that you know will be helpful not only to you, but a lot of people out there listening as well. A lot of people are out there who are just like you. And you asking a question is really helpful. So thank you, all of you, for all of your questions. It just means the world to me. And it's, I've been going to a lot of conferences and talking to a lot of people. People are really digging Ask Pat, and I'm just so thankful with how big it has grown and how much people love it. And I love you all for it. Thank you so much. Now, again, if you have a question, head on over to askpat.com. Emilio, send me an email. We can talk about this t-shirt since you have one already. Thank you so much. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Dr. Robert Anthony. He says, "You can have anything you want if you are willing to give up the belief that you can't have it." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode 301 of Ask Pat. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.